You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi everybody, Tim here with the Polyhedron Society. We are very excited that you're listening. We really do appreciate the support from everyone. First thing I would like to do is I would like to thank the Sonic Brew. It's a local band here in town that has recorded our new theme song that will be premiering this episode. So we hope you guys like that. You can check them out on their Facebook page at Sonic Brew. Also, we would like to let you know that we're available now on Player FM. We have a YouTube channel, so we would like for you to subscribe and maybe leave us a comment if you like what you hear. And we'd especially like to hear any other feedback that you can give us. And we're also available on Stitcher at this point, so thank you guys. Next, I would like to give a special thanks to The Glass Cannon, Gamers Table, and Gamers Plane, who have been very supportive in helping us get our name out there. So thank you all. And also, I would like to let you know that new episodes will be up on Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can get that from all the regular fare. You can go to our website, polyhedronsociety.com. You can get us from iTunes and the other platforms that I mentioned earlier. And now we would like to do a segment for Dice Matters. We're just going to talk about the dice real quick, the pools, just to let you guys know that there are two sets of dice. One is a positive set. It's a green D8 and it has two symbols on it. Another one, it is a yellow D12, and then you have a boost die, which is a blue D6. And then the negative dice, you have the difficulty die, which is a 8-sided purple. And then you have the challenge die, which is a red D12. And then there is the setback, which is a black D6. You're going to hear a lot of us talking about dice pools during this particular episode. So it's kind of important that you have a basic understanding, if you don't already, of how they work. When you build your dice pool, you'll build it from your positive stuff, like your ability scores versus your ranks in a particular skill. And then I'll assign a difficulty and then you roll all those dice together. The symbols on the difficulty, the challenge, and the setback die can possibly cancel out what you roll on your positive dice. So the end result could be you succeed in your task, or you simply fail, or you could succeed, but because of the threats that you roll, there could be some repercussions there. You could hit the guy, but because you shot him and you rolled enough threats that something negative could happen, like you set his partner up for a better shot, so it gives his next ally a boost. Or you could fail the roll and end up with a positive side effect. The example that we laugh about and that we like is that you trip, but hey, I found a credit under here because I tripped. And if you guys have any questions about this after the episode, feel free to reach out to us and ask us questions, and we'll be more than happy to answer. Thank you all. Enjoy the show.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, Star Wars Episode 4, Old Friends. Cassadyne is a dangerous place, and its cities are just as dangerous. The crew of The Last Ride runs afoul of some old acquaintances in the Red City. A fight quickly escalates outside of the Crystal Palace, with Governor and Crime Boss Tier Drawn watching from the shadows.
First, let's talk about obligation. Rolled obligation, got no triggers. Second, we do have to roll our destiny pool, so we will start with Claire.
Yay!
Who's playing the disheveled Dr. Risker.
I love that word.
Yeah, I used the dictionary.
Good job. I'm so proud. I didn't know you
so
could read.
So proud of you.
I know. I can a little bit. I used the thesaurus.
All right. I got one light side.
One light side. All right, Cody.
Who's
playing Vodrosh? Too light?
Right.
Wow. Jeremy?
One dark.
Who is playing Lan Kai, who has to put a dark cloud in all this. And
thanks,
too light.
Steve,
what?
Who's playing Draco.
Hold on. That doesn't seem right. Don't you usually like roll like two dark side every time? I feel like that's what's been going on. I don't remember this.
Well, I remember last session, I believe all four of us rolled one dark. So
right.
This is a nice turn of events.
Well,
we have six destiny total, five of which are light side and one is dark. So maybe some good things will happen here.
Whoa,
today.
Let's flip some destiny and get some free meals.
Hey, look, somebody threw this perfectly good half-eaten sandwich away.
Hey.
Do we need destiny for that? Because I feel like...
Riskers will take it.
It is my destiny. Last episode ended after the group's meeting with Teardron, the Duros governor.
Alcoholic.
We did find out a couple of interesting things about Tyr. Apparently, he's living here in exile, and he keeps a Togruta performer as a lounge singer / slave. Who knows what else is going on here. And you also encountered the scavengers again that you encountered previously. Apparently they're either done with whatever they were scavenging or they're taking a break and coming to town for some recreational activities, whatever that may be. But they did make several disparaging comments about the state of Draco's odor as he walks by. To leave, they get up and start to move along with him. Now we pick up where outside in the streets, and these streets are sandy, and again, they're covered with these red awnings. Pretty much every street is covered, and that's to protect the inhabitants from the direct sun. The way the awnings are aligned, in some places, pure unfiltered light makes its way to the city streets. And here you guys are closer to the center of the city, so the buildings get taller as you get closer to the center of the city, right? And there are certain areas where, like I said, the light filters through, or it's unfiltered, so it's just straight up sunlight. So the road looks, or the streets look tinted red with bright white stripes that kind of break everything up. Down here in this part of the city, it's a little cooler, a little darker. The wind's not quite as gusty, so there's not a lot of sand that just blows up in your face unless there's a storm going on. So you're out in the street as you're starting to walk away, and I'm not exactly sure where you're going or what your intention was for coming outside other than to bait them out.
I think if I remember correctly, I couldn't hear them, but I knew they were making fun of me, so I was wanting them to follow me outside the establishment.
I knew it.
Yes. So out here in the streets, within mere seconds of Draco exiting the Crystal Palace, the cantina, you guys, Risker, Drosh, or Bog, Drosh, and Lan, you guys will see the two captains stand up with a couple of their buddies, pirate crew members, as they stand up and proceed to walk out the door. And they're right behind Draco.
I'll look to Tyr. Excuse me for a minute. I'm going to get up and show myself out.
So you follow them out. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'll get up and go with Doctor. We may need you.
Oh, okay. And then Risker picks up his drink to bring with him.
Nice.
I'm going to need this.
You have to sterilize the wounds, right?
Yeah, my wounds. My emotional wounds.
It's for me, really.
Right. As you guys are working your way through, the music hasn't started back up yet, to my recollection.
No, she was still sitting.
She's still at the table, the performer. I'm going to need Lan and Risker both to make me an average perception check.
Oh, okay.
It is hearing based, so if you have anything that...
Average was...
Two.
Okay.
I cleared even.
I got an advantage. That's it? No, see...
Two advantages.
Did I? Oh, yeah, I did.
Yes, that is two advantages.
Okay, cool. You're not really sure what you're looking for here. So you both failed the check.
Oh, we did? I thought you had it.
Nope.
He cleared even. Lan cleared even, so...
I need to make it.
Well, it was a tidbit of a conversation that was taking place at about the time they walked by.
Oh, I have jog ears, so maybe that acts in my favor.
Yeah, with your two advantages, you hear a whistle that nobody else hears.
Does anybody else hear that?
My ears are ringing really bad.
Ah.
No, the only thing with your two advantages is you hear the tail end of a part of a conversation, and the only thing that you really pick up is they're talking about, these two spacers are talking about stumbling across a small Imperial depot, and before they could get any real information, the one guy who's talking says that there it was, clear as day, supply depot. I know they probably had some good stuff in there. We turned tail and made the jump to light speed before they could get a trace on our transponder code, so they don't know who we were. But yeah, we could probably look at that place because I remember where it was. Still have the coordinates in my nav computer as you guys walk by. And as you get close, that's when they stop and kind of, you know, huddle over their drink and eye you suspiciously as they immediately stop talking once you get within earshot.
That's pretty suspicious. I guess Riskers will just kind of like keep going along with Lan and just kind of like glance back as he does and just take a slow sip of his drink until they exit. And then he'll kind of look over at Lan and like, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Those they were talking about some depot, I think, with supplies and everything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't hear much beyond, you know, whole noise in the cantina, but I don't know. I think it's empty.
The depot's empty?
It was supplies, but I think they left it. I don't know. It sounded like a scavenge job, but I don't know more.
Because we're so successful at that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's check up on Draco, and then maybe I'll come back and talk to these guys.
All right. I'll point them out to you.
Thanks.
Okay, so at this point, Draco, you're out in the street. Four pirates come out. Two are the two captains, the Grand and the Weequay. The other two pirate guys are with them. They're almost nameless thugs, but they are two humans. All four of these guys look pretty rough, as you recall. As you stand there, I'm assuming you're just waiting on them to come out.
Well, I'm going to walk out into the street a little ways. I'm going to try to prepare a grenade in case there's any kind of problem.
All right,
as
so
you know, my favorite weapon.
Grenades, right? So you're able to get the grenade out and you have it in hand. So
all you I don't want them to see it.
Oh, you do want them to see it.
I don't.
Oh, you
want
don't. Them. Okay. So you kind of put it down maybe in the folds of your jacket so that these guys can't see it. As soon as they come out, you know, they spot you and they make a line for you. The first one out is the Weequay, followed by the Grand, followed by the two other guys. In the alleyway or in the street where you guys are, you would be at within short range of one another. And what they do is they don't draw weapons. Nobody pulls a blaster. Nobody pulls a knife. Even though you've seen all of these things on these guys, they pretty much start making a fist and a palm in the other hand, and they start putting their, like they're going to beat you up. It's basically the feeling that you get. You've seen this before growing up on the streets of Nar Shaddaa, so you know it's a fight, but they're not looking to kill at this point. I know you don't care. I'm just telling you.
Go big or go home.
Right. As
Draco don't play that.
As they start moving your way, you see the door open up behind them as they're walking the street towards you, and you see fog come right out behind them. So all of you guys are within short range of one another.
And I can see them, you know,
yeah,
making
they're
the mug.
Right.
They start snapping their fingers.
We're going to play this game. I like this game.
Yeah, me too. Going to need everyone to make a cool check, except for Vog. Vog, you'll make me vigilance.
Why, thank you.
Because you weren't really expecting... You were expecting a fight, but you're not really sure what you're walking out into.
Right.
So yours is different.
Door.
Right. So everybody else will make cool. You'll make...
It's no difficulty, correct?
It is a simple check, so there is no difficulty.
Wee!
What'd you get, Bog?
Two successes and one advantage.
And Draco?
Two successes.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and have Lan and Risker make cool checks.
Okay, good. I already did that.
No. I'm lying. Vigilance checks, because you have no idea, again, what you're exactly walking into. You're expecting there to be fighting out here, but not exactly sure what that entails. What'd you get, Lan?
Two successes, two advantages.
And Risker?
Two advantages.
All right, and then I'll roll for these guys real quick.
I see this like West Side Story. They're just snapping their fingers at you.
It's a dance-off.
The two human pirates rush forward past two captains, and they both proceed to try to grab and punch you in the gut kind of stuff. So...
Oh.
That's gonna suck. Give him a frag grenade sandwich.
Do you have anything that would do setbacks?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna flip destiny to upgrade the tackle ones.
I'm expecting it, but guess I'll upgrade their difficulty then.
And so it begins.
Oh, man.
All right, so we have a despair and a threat.
All right, so...
He misses and punches the wall and breaks his hand.
He punches the other guy.
That's what I was thinking. Punches the other guy.
He trips. That's silly. And he punches the other guy.
That's kind of... That's...
His shoelaces are untied. He trips. And
we're still using laces this time.
He falls and breaks his neck on a rock.
Trips on a loose piece of flagstone, falls and breaks his neck.
Sand Maiden comes out of the woodworks, carries him off.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Oh, that's terrifying. I don't want to roll that.
No, he can't run out of ammunition.
Well, his fingers could fall off. That's running out of ammunition.
Just use kayak and that don't happen.
Right.
That commercial cracks me up. All right, so with the despair, the first pirate moves in and with such force that when he swings, he telegraphed his move significantly, and you're just able basically to step back out of the way, and it's just a wild swing, and he slips and falls prone. So he hits the ground with a thud. That fall causes him to spin this threat to deal a strain to himself. So when he hits the ground, that's the strain, and he doesn't have strain because he's a minion, so he suffers a point of damage.
I was about to ask that because God, if that's how that works.
So did he knock himself out?
No, but he dealt one wound to himself.
He scraped his knee. Thanks, Draco.
How does that work with, say, stun weapons if they don't actually take strain? How do you bring somebody down without killing them?
Well, I would rule it that you deal wound damage, but because you're using a stun weapon, it just doesn't kill them. It incapacitates.
So, in that sense, whoever hits last in this regard would either decide if they're stunned or if they're dead.
Right, how would that work? Because if you think about it, then if we're dealing two different points, two different things of damage, if he's got 11 wounds and you deal 10 wounds of stun, and then someone hits him with a, you know, lethal attack afterwards, does that kill him? Or is that...
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
I guess it's just like real life. You're not sure when you're throwing around stuff like that whether they're unconscious or dead. Because I don't care what Batman says. He's probably killed lots of people. Just when you stomp somebody's face into the pavement, you know, once or even twice, you should probably check for a pulse.
Well, I'm just going to say blunt force trauma is just as deadly as a bullet, or can be.
If not more unpredictable.
All right, what about grenades?
About grenades?
That would kill them, right?
If it wasn't a stun grenade.
Now think about this. If somebody beats you unconscious and you're laying there bleeding out or bloody nose or whatever, and then somebody throws a grenade over there beside you.
Yeah, you're dead.
Would you die?
I don't know. Am I Superman?
No, you're...
Well, then, yeah, I would die.
Probably. Unless so it's very possible that...
One of those incidents where I didn't realize I could survive a grenade until it happened, but I'm not in the position to go ahead and try that, which, you know, in that context, I don't know. Maybe I could. Let's not try, though.
Oh, we're getting really existential here. Whose turn is it?
It's the party member's turn.
I would like to go.
I would actually like to contest that for first place.
Because...
On the grounds that... On the
I don't
want to
explode.
Right, on the grounds of murder? How do we do that now? Like, no.
You guys would have to work out who actually went first.
All right, well then, take the gloves off, boys. We're going to do this fisticuff style.
Is this Captain Ozawa and Elko?
It is.
Now, mind you, they're back here, like, where your friends are.
Well, you're at medium range to me.
Right, but I'm at short range.
You guys are all within short range of one another.
Oh, well then, I'm just as likely to be blown up as they are.
No, short.
No, he's saying we're all within short.
You're all within short range.
Like, and me are still in short range of each other, correct?
Not if we're across the...
No, we're
the
not.
The street's like, not that wide.
We're
it's
all...
not like Paul Huff Parkway or anything.
Because remember, engaged is still a part of short range. So, engaged is only a part of short range when we're, like, fighting or, like, holding hands or making out or something. But, so...
like, even we're not at the far ends of short range. We're close enough to be engaged, but we're, you know, not sure we're that committed yet.
Wait, what are we talking about?
It doesn't have that. I don't think it has that range. Blast radius. You're in the doorway. I'm in the...
No, he just stepped out.
Yeah, I stepped out of the... Yeah, so I'm standing just outside of the doorway. Actually, they're already out, if I'm understanding. We're all out in the street. All the party's out in the street. You're on the other end of the street. They're crossing the street. I would effectively be on the sidewalk, so I don't imagine it's... You know, you're on one sidewalk, I'm on the other sidewalk, they're crossing the street.
I guess that would be up to Tim. Would he be in my blast?
It's very possible.
In the real world, grenade blast would probably be enough. Yeah.
Well, you have that ship hold shield, right?
I don't have it drawn at this exact moment. If you go for a weapon in a fist fight, it's generally not going to be a fist fight for much longer.
Okay.
I don't have to cheat to beat these guys in a fist fight. What do you mean, draw my shield? Come on now.
Okay. Well, just go.
So much discussion over a fist fight.
Well, I'm going to, What are the two captains? One's Gron and the other is the,
The Weequay.
Weequay. The Weequay is the one that talked to us, right?
Yeah.
All right.
He was the one that gave you the sinister...
Bomb. All right, yeah. I'm going to bum rush him. I just want to shoulder slam him with everything.
Oh, okay.
So that would be a brawl attack. And can we choose, like, does brawl deal wounds or strain? Can we choose to do strain? How does this work?
I forgot how complicated fighting was.
It's not normally. Everybody stands back and lets me toss my grenade.
Sorry, Draco. Maybe we'll find an orphanage and, you just take your anger out on them. Those poor little orphans.
Make me some new.
Who are they going to tell their family?
I think you can choose, Cody.
All right, well, then I will choose to do strain. And I will be spending a destiny point to upgrade my roll.
Okay.
And I believe engage is for, well, for melee, it's always 2 average, unless they've got anything modified, right?
Correct.
Do they have anything that would?
They do not.
All right, then I'm going to make a roll.
I love the sound of dice rolling. Feels really good. Feels satisfying, especially when you have a whole lot in your hand.
All right, I have a triumph and 3 advantages.
Any successes?
Well, the triumph counts as a success.
And a triumph, okay.
Right.
Just making sure, because...
Yeah. No, I had a success and a triumph, and I had a failure that marked out the success, so I still have the success portion of the triumph. It's not as complicated as it sounds, people. I promise. You just have to
play the game
for yourself.
Right.
Just get, like, a little drawing to go with this podcast.
Bum rush the guy.
Right. And I want to smack my shoulder and just, basically tackle him. I don't want to go to the ground. I just, want to stop when I hit him.
Okay. But how are you going to spend your advantages and your triumph? And how many wounds did you deal?
That would be a base of 5. I could do an extra because I have claws, but I don't want to.
So you did 6 wounds?
I did 5 wounds. Or 5 strain. Excuse me. I would like to spend the triumph to... Actually, I'd like to spend the 3 advantages to knock him prone, if at all possible.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Right. And then I would like to spend the triumph to crit. I mean, can you do that on a strain blow?
Well, you can, especially in this instance, but you have to actually deal wound damage or it has to get through his soak, and the damage that you dealt did not go through his soak. So he soaked every bit of it. You hit him, and you hit him hard, enough to knock him prone, but not enough to do any real damage to him.
Right. Oh, well, I've done 6 to the success. You add even the 1 success, right? So, yeah.
Yep. Okay, so you actually dealt 1 strain to him.
Is that enough?
That would be enough to trigger a critical.
I'll crit him.
All right, let's see what happens.
And I'll tell him while he's laying on the ground, you just made a big mistake. I got a 53.
Oh, wow. So you hit him so hard that he tumbles to the ground, and when he looks up, his nose is not in the original position that it should be. It's kind of crunched over to the side. And he's got a stream of blood running down where you basically broke his nose. He has a fearsome wound now, so he increases his difficulty of all presence and willpower checks by one until the end of the encounter.
It's a nightmare for someone in a leader position.
That sucks.
He just got a cool new scar.
Sorry, I'm moving.
He's welcome.
He does not look too happy about his particular predicament.
Really? Because Vog thinks it's hilarious.
Does Vog laugh?
Yeah.
All right, that brings us to the next player character. Now, reminder.
Please don't blow me up.
Lan and Risker have no idea what's going on outside of this door at this point.
Are we outside? We're not outside.
You're not outside yet.
Thank God.
You're making your way towards the door.
All right. To put the grenade up, would that be a move action?
That is a maneuver. You could just hold it in your hand and freestyle it like Princess Leia did.
Yeah.
Everybody be cool, and then holds up their grenade.
And then roll a despair and watch it
tumble out of your hand and explode at your feet. That would be fantastic.
I think that's happened
once before. Not cool, dude.
Hadn't that happened before?
I believe he shot it out of my hand. And it blew up.
That's right.
In my hand, yes.
Oh, blew your hand off.
That's yeah. Right.
It's a good thing I was playing a cyborg, because that would have hurt. Actually, it still did a lot.
Okay, so for me to take another move action...
You would have to drop your action or suffer strain. 2 strain.
All right, I'll suffer 2 strain.
Okay.
And I will slide my brass knuckles on.
Nice.
And I will attack the one that is not prone. Because okay. He's... So what is that? Is that an easy or average?
All brawl and melee checks are average difficulty.
Okay, I want to upgrade.
Okay, I'll go ahead and upgrade your difficulty once. The reason being is Og's sudden action distracts you ever so slightly. You're not used to seeing something that big move quite that fast, unless he's going towards the buffet table.
Dude!
You know, it really would be terrifying to see Vog just come running at you.
Wow. Triumph.
Hey, you guys. Do you have a net success?
Yes, okay. Success and drop.
So, just for future reference for all of us, let's try to refer to your triumph and your success as what they are. That one roll right there is 2 separate things. It's a success and a triumph. And you don't even really have to tell me it's a success. You can say, I hit dealing 5 wounds.
Got it.
And I scored a triumph, so here's what I'm going to do. Kind of speeds things up a little bit. All right, so you're punching the one pirate. Pirate number dose.
Right.
Pirate punching. My favorite sport.
It will do...
It's whack-a-mole.
Get your brawn plus the damage, so it'd be 4.
That's your base damage? Because what's your brawn?
3.
A 3. And the brass knucks give you +1.
Right.
So that's 4. Plus and you got a success. So you got 5.
Right.
So you were able to bust that dude, dealing 1 wound to him after Soak's all said and done, or strain, however you want to do it. I'm imagining you're punching to kill, though, right? Are you?
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Draco has a strain position.
There's a strain setting? I didn't know that. Oh, interesting.
Stoon?
What is a stoon? Disorient 3, which I've never used these before, so.
You can spend 2 advantages or a triumph to activate it, and it will add a setback die to them for a number of rounds equal to the disorient number.
That is correct.
Because basically you clocked him so hard, he's disoriented, he's confused.
All right, we'll do that then, since did a triumph.
Number 2 is disorientated for 3.
Man, I wish I played a combative character. That sounds cool. But at the same time, I really love Risker, so.
Okay, so with that being said, it is now an NPC slot. Ozala, the weak way that Vog knocked prone.
And laughed at. Don't forget that.
And laughed at. He immediately spins a maneuver to jump to his feet. And since you guys are right there, he's technically already engaged.
Right.
He will attempt to punch you. But as he comes up, you're so much bigger than him.
Right.
Anyway, he does attempt to take a low blow. I will go ahead and flip Destiny to upgrade my attack pool. Taking it?
I'm not scared of him. No, bring it.
All right.
I don't need to cheat to win a fist fight. Look at me. Now, if it was about a test of endurance or running up a flight of stairs, maybe, but...
Beating Draco to the buffet line.
Right.
No. Right? So he punches you not as hard as he can, but pretty dang hard, dealing 5 wounds to you. Actually, these would be strain.
No.
And your armor absorbs all that.
don't even need my armor to absorb that.
And he has a threat that he will use. He'll have to take another strain for that. So I guess the force of him getting up with a broken nose made all that, I don't know, blood rush into his head, and it just, you get to see it just distracts him enough. He puts his hand over his nose. See, next is a PC slot.
Well, then, have fun.
We go out the door. I go out the door, since it's, I'll go.
Yeah, you go first.
I see what's happening.
Yep.
Is there a crowd that's starting to gather around?
Not yet, because, I mean, this thing just started, like, in an instant, and I would imagine most of the people in this particular town are probably accustomed to such things. It is a shadow port, so these fist fights and brawls like this are very, very common. So nobody's even really paying that much attention to it at this point.
Okay, I'm good then.
I'm just gonna watch.
I'm just gonna watch.
Okay.
For now.
All right, and Risker.
Oh man, I'm gonna like lean out and I'm gonna be like, there's a fight out there!
Fight!
But
not helping.
Something to that extent. Whisker's probably not that excited. More horrified, less excited.
Right. There's a fight out there. Right.
Yeah. So something like that.
And
it's like he doesn't know us at all.
Right. The doors of the cantina are open. You're walking through the door. Lankai goes out first and makes an immediate left, kind of skirting around.
Uh-huh.
And you can see Fog standing over the Weakway captain.
Uh-huh.
The Grand Captain is to the right, and he's glancing about, not really exactly sure what to do. And then you see Draco taking on two of the crew members.
Oh, no. Oh, am I supposed
to? You can do whatever you need to do. You can take a maneuver to step out, take another maneuver to get situated in the street.
I'm going to follow close behind Lan, because that's probably the safest place to be.
All right. And then it will be Captain Elko's turn. The Captain... Captain Elko wheels around on Fog and attempts to do a kidney punch where he expects the kidneys of a Trandoshan to be.
Oh, please do.
See, I think that's it.
Where do you think the kidneys are on a Trandoshan?
Near his gizzard.
What's a gizzard? Don't laugh, I'm being serious. What is a gizzard?
I think on birds and some reptiles.
Yeah.
That it's basically because it's an extra piece of their digestive system.
Ew.
It's like birds use it, they swallow rocks, and it's almost like a stomach where it washes around the rocks and the food to help digest it better.
Oh.
Birds don't have exactly the most efficient digestive system.
They have no teeth.
Except goose.
Do what?
Geese have teeth.
True.
They got like little ridges in there?
No, they got shark teeth. I am great, not kidding. I am.
It's called Bill. Be afraid to go back in the water.
Oh, God. All right.
Oh, my.
Wait, it can fly?
Yeah, Elko punches you because the way you're situated, you've got your kind of back to him.
All right.
And you're standing over Ozala. When he comes up, he puts a palm on your left shoulder and with his right hand just plows you right on the right side, right below the rib cage.
Got it.
And dealing 7 wounds. And the blow caught you so unexpected.
Is he required to deal damage to do that?
Do I think so, maybe. You have 7 soul?
Yes.
You don't mess with Vox. He's a tank.
Well, I have padded armor and a really high brawn.
Right. I think he may have to deal damage to disorient.
Man, this is my element. I'm a bar fighter.
They don't have grenadiers.
Demolitionists.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Oh, no, I should be that. Now Draco's going to take levels of demolition. Here, I made a pipe bomb. Catch.
I made
that's what you need to take for real.
Right, it fits his play style. It really does. That's the scary part.
I made you a clay bunny. Don't mind the wires.
Thermite. I wonder what this will do to a person.
It doesn't. Nowhere in here does it say that you actually have to deal the damage to trigger disorient. But it doesn't make sense. How would I disorientate you without actually...
me feeling it.
Without you feeling it, right?
Stalk them right
Man, now. Man, we've played for, I mean, a long time. We're running all this stuff that we haven't encountered before.
Well, we pick different play styles and different characters and different situations come up. And it's stuff that, you know, has just simply never come up before.
All right, so what he's going to do is he's going to spend his two advantages to perform a free maneuver. And what he will do is, I believe he will take up the guarded stance. Yep, he'll take the guarded stance, which gives him gives you a setback if you were to attack him. Because he's like, I mean, this guy's a more of a trained brawler than the other guy.
Right.
So when he comes up, he's guarding himself against a retaliatory strike. So that is the end of that round, and that will be a NPC's turn. The two guys who were over there fighting Draco, the prone fella, will stand up as their maneuver, and then they will attempt to attack Draco again.
This is weapon qualities can only trigger on a successful attack.
But nowhere does it say...
Right.
Deal damage.
Right. If it's a successful attack, then it'll trigger.
All
right.
So these guys are going to attempt to punch around on Draco.
Is it one or both?
Both.
Remember, the one has a set.
Yeah, they're both attacking you, so...
They're minions. They fight together.
All right. He will spend his threat to strain himself.
Delving the greatest insult to injury, I'm going to completely ignore the grand and attempt to... bash the weak way with an elbow.
Oh, I thought you were going to headbutt him.
I'm safe.
Oh, okay.
For a rainy day, I'll spend to upgrade. It saves me dice.
What's the destiny pool, Tim?
We now have 4 light and 2 dark.
All right, keeping you guys updated.
All right, and I'm going to attempt to sock.
Don't forget, you have a setback because of his guarded... No, fighting Ozala. Never mind. Right.
Actually, can I take a maneuver to aim?
As long as you haven't taken a maneuver yet.
Yeah, all right.
Wait, you can do that with melee?
I'm going to aim my elbow drop
Like setting up for a haymaker.
Yeah, you're like this. You grab him by the collar, pair back with the right, close your left eye.
Okay, I will hit him for 9 points of strain, and I will spend my advantages to knock him prone again.
You're such a jerk. Where'd you hit him?
Right in the face again. Right on the broken nose.
Yeah. So now his nose, not only is it out of position, but it's flattened across the left side of his face. Not even the center part of his face, but the left side. And there's just another spray of blood and phlegm this time. And when you pull back with your elbow, you can see that his eyes have just exploded in tears.
Maybe you should just stay down for a while.
All he can do is just moan.
Who am I supposed to be doctoring again? Because I don't know.
It is the PC's second slot for this turn.
All right, Draco.
Okay.
Hitting while his pants are down.
So I'm going to upgrade.
Destiny has been flipped.
So now it's 3-3.
Are you going to?
Just balance.
Trying not to spin flip Destiny so much with minions, more with rivals, but you can expect the nemesis to do it every opportunity.
That makes sense.
I don't know. If I was a minion and I knew I was a minion, I think
I just wouldn't fight. I think I'd just go home if I knew I was a minion.
I'd make the other guy come with me because apparently if he dies, so do I.
Hold on, wait. I'm a minion? I thought I was a right. No, I'm not going to be a reoccurring character.
I quit.
Can I just go? Can we talk this out? I just want to go home.
I quit. What'd you get, Draco?
He'll take 7 and I have an advantage.
So before you go spending your advantage, it's important to know that you bust this guy right between the eyes with your brass knucks.
Right.
And you immediately see him slump unconscious. He just falls to the ground.
We're stopping a mud hole in these guys.
These guys are going to need facial reconstruction they're going to need.
Not that guy because he's dead.
I'm just going to recover a strain.
Okay. All right, so your insult to the Grand, he lines up another shot and attempts to hit you in the exact same spot that he hit you last time. So he spins a maneuver to aim.
Worked so well.
He is going to go ahead and flip a destiny to upgrade his attack pool.
Go ahead.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm scared of him.
He deals a whopping 5 wounds, and then he's got 2 advantages.
It's even less effective than last time. You know, at some point, you're going to have to start fighting back. Otherwise, this is just not going to be any fun.
He made the blob.
Oh my god, you did.
Too late, I realized the folly of my ways.
So he loses guarded stance. He will spend his two advantages to perform a free maneuver, and that will be to perform the guarded stance. And now it is a PC's turn.
Len, go ahead.
So is there a crowd starting to gather?
At this point, there are some folks that are beginning to stop their normal activities to look.
Whoa, look, this fight's really one-sided.
And they're like, who are these new guys?
I was going to start taking bets, but I don't know if it's going to be a good idea now that you're winning so fast. Slow down!
It's all right. I intend to take a dive in the fourth round.
Only win by a little bit.
The next time the ground just hits me, oh, you got me! Oh, falls over.
That's hilarious.
I'll just lean up against the wall and watch.
Yeah, it's very one-sided. I mean,
all right, my cloaca.
My cloaca. You don't have that.
I don't know if reptiles do or not. No birds do.
No, reptiles don't have that. I'm pretty sure.
You don't know me. You don't know what I've been through.
Dr. Risker is a veterinarian after all.
Yeah. Wait, I thought I was just like, I mean, yes.
Injection in your air bladder.
Tell me more about my dorsal fin.
You don't have one.
We're swimming on the upside down in the tank in no time.
If you call that living.
All right, Risker, it's your go.
Well, I'm going to follow Lan's lead and, like, near that wall and basically go, oh, when he, like, punches that guy so hard, his nose just, like, splays blood and go, oh gosh, why is Bok doing this? Should we stop this? I mean,
Should we say something? Should we say something?
Should we stop that? Don't we know those guys?
Well, I was just sitting there going, where do I know that Weequay from? It's hard to recognize him now. I'm pretty sure his nose was on the other side of his face, but
it's kind of like a Picasso painting.
I feel like I know him from somewhere.
Yeah, but I've seen that in a museum, Picasso, right? Yeah. The Weequay takes advantage of the events that are going on behind you, that you glance back to check that the Grand is still there.
Right, because I was pretty sure the Weequay was done.
Yeah, he is not done. And what everybody can see is him reach up behind his back, and he immediately pulls a knife. And when he does, you can hear a faint hum. Right. As when you turn back around to hear, you hear the draw. He spins another maneuver or drops two strain to spin another maneuver to get up with his vibro knife. And you turn around just in time to meet him as he starts to stab you in the gut.
All right. For a second here, out of character.
Yep.
Cody, I'm not saying kill this man so I can have the vibro knife, but
if it happens, it happens.
You know, also, don't break the vibro knife. Not because it's important to me or anything and then I'm in love with it, but, you know.
Vibro knife. No one's at all worried about me getting shanked.
Oh, yeah. No, you'll be fine. You got layers of fat to go through. It's like the Titanic.
It's like, you know.
The Titanic still sank.
Yeah, but you have more holes than that.
From an iceberg. Not a vibro knife.
There's a difference.
It was a shank-wielding iceberg, as we all know.
he's gonna get you, or at least attempt to.
Why isn't Bland fighting?
Dealing 5 wounds, pierce 2, which I don't think that gets through, does it?
I mean, I know why I'm not fighting. I'm a coward. So
you take nothing. It clinks against your scale mail that you wear, but you can hear the vibration. You can feel it.
He's wearing medieval armor in the future.
And you can see the guy when he stabs, mm-hmm. and it doesn't penetrate and blood doesn't spill when he stabs you. You see him look at his blade, look up at you, and then his shoulders slump like,
aww.
I can't catch a break. Nothing.
Aww.
Yeah, it's sad.
Oh, man. I just feel bad for him. Just let him hit you. Just one.
He did. He's hit him a couple times, but couldn't hurt him.
They've hit me every time. They've not missed.
Just pretend it hurts or something. Just say, ow. I mean, gosh. He's going to go home. He's going to have a complex after this. He's going to get self-help books.
That was kind of the point.
How to be a better pirate.
Right. They're trying to be bullies now. They know how low on the food chain they are.
So he was the last one to go on that turn. Next turn, as an NPC slot starts out, after he looks at his blade, his shoulders slump. He spins the blade around so he can stab down with it and then reaches up and attempts to stab you in the face. At least that's what he attempts. With that, he will spend a maneuver to aim. He's aiming for your face.
I don't roll well.
You all also flip destiny.
It's expensive to get a new eye.
To upgrade.
I don't think we even have any money.
Are you nothing?
Nothing.
You can't use your soak on your face because you're not wearing armor on it. Okay. Except for your brawn.
Majority.
Wait, really?
No.
I don't believe you.
Because he made it up. He just made it up.
Bit.
All right. This time he deals 5 wounds and has 2 advantages. Pierces through 2 of those, so it still breaks even. He still doesn't hurt you. You're able to get your your arm up to when he comes down.
Right, because my face is not that tough.
Right,
you take a lot of punishment.
your forearm blocks against his forearm, and with his 2 advantages he will spend those to perform a free maneuver, and he will use this tangle that you guys are in to perform the guarded stance, so he now has a setback against melee against him, and then it'll be a PC's turn.
Alright, I'm gonna spend a
flip destiny.
Yeah, I'm gonna take strain to take an extra maneuver, and I'm going to aim twice.
Wow, this is gonna hurt.
I really wish you hadn't done that. Since his arm is kind of tangled with mine, I'm gonna push mine out and kind of bring his guard back, and I'm just gonna bring my head down to smack on that broken nose one more good time.
I feel sick at my stomach.
This man will never look the same.
I don't know.
What's your roll?
I think you missed.
I rolled a lot of blanks. No, I've got.
Oh, you got
one success. One is the success. Minimum to hit. So I will strike him for 6 damage, and I will spend my 3 advantages to knock him prone.
Just stay down, buddy. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Yeah, your face smashes into his. Can't make his nose any flatter or more out of place than it already is.
But it hurts a lot, and that's the important thing.
It does hurt a lot, and because of your size compared to his size, you can feel when your forehead smashes into pretty much his face, especially in the nose area. You can feel his top row of teeth underneath his lip break away.
Oh my god.
This is probably one of the most brutal fights I've been in a very long time.
His
fights are just rough, man.
His mom won't recognize him. This is how bad this is.
And while I've got him down there, I'm going to grab his eye patch, pull it to the left.
Let it go.
And put it on the other. No, I'm going to pull it to the left and drop it on the other eye.
It would have been funny if you'd pulled it all the way out and then just let it go.
See, now it's over his good eye.
Right.
So, I mean,
no, I feel like I want to give him a free maneuver, though. Or a free action. I want to give him a free action right here. Okay. So after you smash,
right,
bring your head up, and you can see his lips now cut, and it's kind of dangly there where he doesn't have anything to support.
Teeth used to be.
Right? He still stands, which really surprises you. He looks at you and glares through his tear-filled one good eye. He goes, and just spits teeth and blood all in your face. Draco.
Okay, there's still one guy up.
Yeah, you still have your one crew member and then both captains. I can't believe he's still standing.
I'll aim. I'm not going to flip anything.
Okay.
Ooh, wow. One advantage. I will recover another strength.
Okay, so that was a PC slot. Now we go back to the NPC. Okay, so it's an NPC slot. The one guy on Draco, he laughs as you whiff, and he proceeds to attempt to punch you back. All right, so he attempts to punch you. He is going to aim for your gut. He wants to punch you in the stomach as hard as he can, hopefully, you know, taking you out, or at least enough where he can line up another shot. He will deal 4 strain to you. Yeah, so he hits you in the stomach, but you're wearing that armored clothing. Is that what you've got? Or do you have padded armor?
Heavy clothing,
and it doesn't even get through that, so you're good. PC slot.
Why am I not acting here?
You've gone. I think you and Draco have both gone, so it's down to Lan and...
All right, Lan, go ahead.
What?
I don't know.
It's like she's encouraging you to do something, but...
No, I just like...
Good job, guys.
I'm not really sure what it is.
For them a little bit.
Risker's like, draw your blaster, make a fist.
Just have a blaster.
Do you want to go in there and, like, fight for
right,
you?
I think the only one out of the four of that has a blaster is Draco.
I don't
that
have...
makes me sad.
I don't have a blaster. I just have a bunch of grenades.
That's hilarious.
They have blasters in this game?
Why would you want to use that?
All right, so Lan's not going to do anything. Risker's not going to do anything, I'm assuming.
Just watching on and for as this one man loses his entire face.
Yeah, and at this point, the passerbys have either completely stopped or they're blocking the entire street in such a way that it's very difficult for other people to get through. And some of you guys are from more, I would say, more civilized worlds. Like, for example, those of you from Coruscant at this point know that sirens would be blaring and somebody would be breaking the fight up. And even like Draco's from Nar Shaddaa, that even the huts have some need to not let things drag on quite like this. Nobody attempts to stop anybody from doing anything here.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the guy in charge is literally, like, in the bar right now, drunk. I mean, if he was going to do anything, he would have stopped the fight before it got started. He's probably just curious
sure
to see who comes back in as anybody.
That's why I took it.
Free drinks for the survivors.
Right. Okay, so Captain Elko the Grand, he glares at you with his 3 eyes. And if you recall his description, he has that big vibro knife in his boot. He reaches down, pulls it, and slashes at you.
Nobody fights fair anymore.
Wait, so there's 2 vibro knife on
yes,
the field?
They both pulled out knives on me.
Oh my god.
They're still up, both of them.
Yeah. The other guy is somehow still conscious.
I was so worried I'd have to actually fight Draco for the vibro knife, but now you and me can just have one. Yes! Works out.
I always take a weapon off somebody.
I know. I realized when I called dibs, I wouldn't be able to talk Draco out of getting the knife, so I was like, shoot. But now there's 2, so everyone wins.
He attempts to slash you.
That's what I'm actually a little concerned about.
All right. So he deals 8 wounds this time. He pierces 2 of those.
He got me.
He has a threat and a triumph.
Oh, no.
With his threat, he'll suffer a strain. And with his triumph, he's going to go ahead and deal a critical injury on you.
Roll poorly.
And he has vibroblades are vicious 1.
So that immediately adds 10.
It adds 10% to his roll.
Dang, I forgot about that. I just like the word.
We rolled a 66 plus our 10 is 76.
Cool.
He overpowers you, which is probably, in my opinion, the worst one you can get.
Gnarly.
Death, right? He hits you in such a way that it leaves you open for a second attack.
Well, it's because I've pretty much ignored this guy. I haven't felt anything he's done. And then all of a sudden, I feel a sharp pain from behind. Kind of leaves me open,
yeah,
I imagine.
He slashes you, and as he comes across with the 1 slash, he immediately reverses direction and comes back. He may get a new nickname, the Barber. So with his second attack...
Look at all those failures.
Yay!
4 failures cancel out his 4 successes.
So he breaks even?
He misses, but he has 3 advantages. He come at you so viciously and so wildly that he actually takes you off your feet. it's enough because you're just trying to get away from the blade now, and it causes you, maybe you stumble over the prone other captain.
That sounds about right.
That sounds about right. And with his advantage, his leftover advantage, he's emboldened by his sudden success and not only making you bleed, but knocking you down, that he recovers the one strain that he was dealt.
Well,
oh, and it's NPC's turn.
So he fell on top of the weak way. Is that what you're telling
me? The other weak way, right?
Because I feel like he's like just flattened him into a pancake.
Well, yeah, he
tripped over him. I didn't necessarily fall on him.
And the weak way was so, despite the fact that his face is like toothpaste or whatever, the guy immediately rolls over onto and gets on all fours, right? And he's on top of you with the knife now, and he's trying to stab down. And that's where we'll call this episode done.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.